The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
All right, welcome to The Bigger Picture. Well, today we'll be focusing on what the Fed said overnight on the FOMC meeting. Markets were trading largely around the news on its interest rate decision and policy guidance. Here's a quick recap. Well, the script mostly went as expected, and the Fed forecast no rate hikes in 2019. That is down from two hikes forecast earlier. And the central bank also indicated that it intends to end the reduction of its massive $4.2 trillion balance sheet by September. The Fed, of course, also trimmed its economic growth forecast for 2019. And to help us unpack all that, we've got some help from Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Let's check in with Sunny Hamid right now. Morning, Sunny. How are you doing?
Morning, Ryan.
Sunny, let's talk about what your first takeaways from the meeting. How dovish was this to you? Was it as expected?
I think more or less it was, expectation was building for the Fed to come and announce sooner or later a stop in its rate hike and to keep everything stable. But to actually say that there will not be any more rate hikes, I think that was a little bit of a surprise. And I think we saw markets rising because of that earlier on in the session last night.
Yes, that's right. So we saw markets rise, but then it dropped because of that pressure on Treasury yields. Sunny, can you help us to walk through why there was such a reaction on Treasury yields, which saw a pullback from the financial sector?
Right. Well, basically, when you look at it slightly from the bigger picture itself, things are a little bit surprising because, as you mentioned earlier, just about 2 months ago, markets were already baking in about two rate hikes this year. Some people even say three, although some say one. So one, between one to three and two was the average. And just within a space of 2 months, we have no rate hikes potentially for the rest of the year and even next year. That is a drastic change. So everybody's wondering and looking and saying like, okay, something has caused this. And when you, of course, decipher through the Fed statement, it's the economic slowdown primarily caused by the external factors, China and the EU. But it has what we call repercussions on the US. In fact, if you look into the statement from just January's mention about economic activity being solid, now it's saying that it has actually slowed down. So I think what the Treasury market is now saying to itself, and some people have been alluding to this, is that the Treasury markets are now preparing or signaling that potentially growth could slow, potentially a recession maybe even because of what we call the inverted yield curves and such could be on the horizon. So basically these are things which the Treasury market has more or less been signaling for quite some time, but the stock markets have been dancing to a different tune.
All right, Sunny, very interesting point that you mentioned. It seems like the conversation is starting to change. We were talking about normalizing and getting back to before crisis levels in terms of interest rates. And then now you have a pause. And there's now increasing talk of maybe you even get a rate cut sometime next year. What are your expectations around this rate cut and what will this do for markets?
Well, it really depends. If the rate cut comes at a time it's because of slowing economy and they need to really support it, then the question is how slow and what's happening overall to the global situation. So if a rate cut comes amid what we call a global slowdown, the markets may not take it very well. We have to understand markets are extremely high at this particular point. We've been on this 10-year rally, especially in the U.S. Valuations will have come back a little bit. We are still really very near to the top that we saw in October or slightly before October last year. So as the macroeconomic deterioration comes in, as the microeconomic deterioration, especially on a company level, earning growth has been all slashed overall. As we see all these things permeate into the market, I think the risk actually starts to grow for the market to have a disruptive pullback.
Like you mentioned, we are seeing a lot of news around an economic slowdown. We are speaking with Sunny Hamid. He's the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, just 2 weeks ago, we were just talking about this. It is getting more gloomy and 2 weeks on, it's actually getting even more gloomy. Just yesterday, the Japanese government downgraded its assessment of the economy. And of course, last night, the Fed cut its outlook for this year. So it looks like things this year not going to be great for the economy. Is this going to be good news for the stock market? Because we might maybe see some more stimulus measures or interest rate cuts.
That's a very good point. You see, the thing is, it brings me back to about 2016, where we roughly had the same situation. Economic figures were deteriorating. People were expecting a recession to kick in. and the general sentiment was quite bad because of Brexit, because of an upcoming U.S. election at that point in time. Then what happened was Trump came into the picture. Trump actually executed what we call massive fiscal stimulus via the infrastructure spending, via the tax cuts and several other measures. So that actually gave a fillip to markets, and markets actually roared back and did a very outstanding 2017, only to give it back, of course, in 2018. But unless Trump or some other government can pull another rabbit out of the hat, it's very difficult to see how fiscal stimulus, how monetary stimulus can actually push this market higher, because we are seeing deterioration across. And I think it's come to a point whereby people are now saying, well, without the next rabbit being pulled out, the next move may be to the downside, and everybody's quite worried about that.
All right, we'll see if there's any more rabbits or pandas in his hat. Sunny, let's talk about what investors are doing right now. We are seeing a lot of people staying on the sidelines now. Is that something you're advising your clients to do and maybe come back later when things are a bit clearer?
To an extent, yes, but sidelines here, in our view, probably means moving a bit more to the bonds, over to the fixed income side, to take a bit of safety and take a bit of risk off the table. That actually helps to lower volatility until we have a clearer picture of what's lying ahead. Because these kind of markets, you must really also understand that when they move really fast. We saw it in October, how markets lost double digits in a very short period of time. It's not a market where you can actually, to us, wait and see and then react after the market has started to move, because it moves just in lightning speed. So we tend to move ahead of the market in anticipation of any such negativity. We may lose a few percentage points, but we think we sleep safer at night doing that.
So stay invested but remain somewhat diversified and defensive.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Thank you so much for your thoughts this morning. Sunny, always great chatting with you.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance, on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.